Bei der Kompanie.
Sunshine Radio.
Yes, well, write them down quickly before you forget. Answers on a postcard, preferably, please. Or you can put it on the back of an envelope and stick the back of the envelope down if you wish. That's what a lot of people have been doing. Send them to Jeff Brown's Saturday Show. That's most important, so it reaches the Jeff Brown department. Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. That's Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Don't forget to put your size of t-shirt that you require, and we're looking for the groups or artist names in any order or the titles of the records. Very easy competition, I think, this week. But anyway, we'll see. We'll make the draw next week. We'll find out who the winner is going to be then on next Saturday morning's program. Just got time for another one of those surprise calls. So who's it going to be? Somebody rather young in South Shropshire. Wait and find out, shall we? Shh, don't say a word.
Swing from limb to limb to relieve the spell, 'cause when
Hello, is that Sharon?
Yes.
Hello, Sharon. How are you, love?
All right.
You're all right, are you?
Mm.
My word. You sound quite local, actually. Do you come from... Are you a local girl? Whereabouts do you live? Whereabouts do you live? What do you mean just down the road from me? I could be miles and miles and miles away. Yes, just down the road. Yeah, all right, just down the road then. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Sharon, now, you've got a birthday, haven't you? How old are you?
Five.
My word. Do you know they get more talkative? 5 years old. That's fantastic. Now, you're just starting school then. You go to Burford School, do you? Mm-hmm. And how long have you been there? Just for this term, have you?
Yes.
Now, I think you're doing something rather spectacular this afternoon. What are you going to do this afternoon? You tell me.
Go fishing.
You're going fishing. Do you like fishing?
Yes.
What sort of fish do you fish for?
Trout.
You're a trout fisherwoman, are you?
Mm-hmm.
A trout fisherwoman. I see. And you're going with your dad, aren't you?
Yes.
My word. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And whereabouts are you going? Whereabouts are you fishing?
Kia.
At Kia, I see. Is it good fishing country there?
Yes.
Some good rivers up there. Oh, well done. Well, I hope you have a jolly good catch. And all good wishes for that. Now, what's Mum and Dad doing at the moment?
Dad is at Mummy's here.
Oh, your Mum's... Is she slaving over the sink? And what's Dad doing? Is Daddy at work?
Yes.
He's working today. Would you like to say hello to him? Do you think he'll be listening to you? Whereabouts does he work? Do you know?
Able Developments.
Ah, yes. So there you are, Able Developments. Mr. Norton, is that right? who's that? Who's that I can hear barking?
My dog.
That's your dog. What's your dog's name?
Teddy.
Come again? Oh. What did you say his name was?
My dog.
Yeah, and what's his
Teddy.
Name? Really? Is he a good dog?
Yes.
Is he? Ah, he sounds it, as a matter of fact. Do you know, it's a funny thing. Dogs have that effect. When I get on the telephone to somebody like this, they always start barking. Isn't it the same? Sydney is the same. He always starts, quacking away, and cats even start meowing. Isn't it marvellous what can happen when they get on the wireless? Right, are you having a little party to celebrate your birthday?
Yes.
You're having a little party? Everyone's having parties! My word, and how many people are you having to your party, Sharon?
A lot.
You're having a lot, are you? And whereabouts are you having it? In your own house?
Yes.
You are? Oh, lovely. Well, I hope you have a smashing time. And you've got lots of presents, I hope. Have you?
Yes.
Nice little things. Have you got a doll or something?
Yes.
You have. Now look, I know it's your birthday, but I know you must be looking forward to Daddy Christmas bringing you something. Is there anything special you'd like for Christmas?
A recorder.
A recorder?
Mm.
One of those that you...
recorder.
One of those that you play?
Yes.
Oh, would you? I would think Father Christmas can provide a recorder for you. Don't you think? Yes. Now, don't forget what you must do on Christmas Eve. Have you got this? Are you listening? Christmas Eve, you've got to sit down and write Father Christmas a letter. Say, please, Father Christmas, could you bring me a recorder? All right. And then you must leave him a glass of sherry and a mince pie. It always works. And you know something? The next morning, when you wake up on Christmas morning, the sherry and the mince pie has miraculously gone. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It always works, doesn't it?
Yes,
it does. All right, thank you very much for talking to me. I think we must go now, Sharon. Time's pushing on. And I hope you have a smashing day, love. All right.
Can I say hello to Mummy Norton?
Oh, yes, of course you can say hello to Mummy Norton. Hello, Mummy Norton. And anybody else?
And Mummy Turner.
And Mummy who?
Nanny Turner.
And Nanny Turner. Well, actually, Nanny Turner was the one who sponsored you for this call, as a matter of fact, love. And you've got some other nannies coming over tomorrow, haven't you? Some nanny from Coventry, isn't it?
Yes.
Who's that?
Nanny Norton.
Oh, another Nanny Norton from Coventry. And Grandad as well, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I hope you look after them. You will, won't you? Right. You'd like to introduce a record for me, wouldn't you? Right. It's Aztec Camera and Oblivious. Can you manage that?
Aztec Camera.
Mm-hmm. And Oblivious.
Oblivious.
And Oblivious. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye,
darling. Bye-bye. The dog's still barking away in the background. That's Sharon Norton there, and she lives from locally, just down the road. Well, how about that?
From the mountaintops down to the sunny street, a different drum is playing a different kind of beat. It's like a mystery that never ends. I see you crying and I want to kill your friends. I hear your footsteps in the street. It won't be long before we cry. It's all.
Marvelous re-releases, and I'm glad it's a re-release too in the charts. That's Aztec Camera and Oblivious. We should be hearing a lot more about that before Christmas, I should think. Lots of Christmassy records next week. Ooh, I can't wait. It's getting so near it, isn't it? And it's nice and frosty outside. It's frosty, and I think we're going to have some snow before long. Oh, snow! But of course, it all reminds us. It's lovely outside because just an hour or two ago, it was white over. Everything was white over, nice and crispy, you know. And you can see all the frost on the trees. And doesn't it remind you of sleigh bells? And I'm getting so excited about it, I can see. We'll have to take one of these.
Sunshine Radio.
Farmers look after your crops the right way. Insist on the right chemical for the right crop at the right time. The experts in crop management are AR Chemicals in Tembury Wells. AR Chemicals offer a specialized spraying and spreading service second to none with their low ground pressure vehicle, in addition to a slug and leather jacket pellet spreading service. Telephone John Rawlings at AR Chemicals on Tembury H11185 or call at Greenhill Springs, Kierwood Road, Tembury Wells, just opposite Palmer's Meadow. That's AR Chemicals. You can telephone them 7 days a week on Tembury Wells H11185. AR Chemicals, the professionals.
Highway Roads and Drives, the business that cares for you. Highway Roads and Drives, Little Stretton. Established over 5 years, with 22 years experience behind us. Highway Roads and Drives. Under the personal supervision of John Guthrie, we lay patios, supply and erect fencing, and supply and lay paving. Let us lay your new lawn or landscape your garden into a place of functional beauty. We quote competitively and offer a 7-day service. Distance is no object, and we always aim to please. Highway Roads and Drives, 6 Ludlow Road, Little Stretton.
Call in and talk to John Guthrie today, or telephone him on Church Stretton 723-440.
Highway Roads and Drives, the business that's small enough to care, but large enough to be efficient.
For a full range of garden buildings, contact Clibbery Timber Products on Clibbery Mortimer 270186. Clibbery Timber Products sell garden buildings of all sizes with free delivery and erection.
Hey, just listen to this. During November and December, Clibbery Timber Products are selling all their summer houses with £20 off the listed prices. And they will give you free timber treatment. That makes an 8 foot by 6 foot summer house less than £270.
That's worth it. It'll save a fortune by buying now.
And listen, you know all those logs we've got for the winter?
Yes.
Well, Clibbery Timber Products sell log bunkers from 4 foot to 8 foot. All these log bunkers include delivery, timber treatment and erection, and prices start at just £49.
Hey, that's good. Who did you say they were?
Clibbery Timber Products.
Clibbery Timber Products for all garden buildings and log bunkers. Telephone Clibbery Mortimer 270186 or after 6 p.m. Ludlow 4447. Brian Insurance Services, 10 Lyon Street, Kidderminster, and 22A High Street, Clibbery Mortimer. Insurance policies to suit everyone. Motorists, we have six-month policies and cater for beginners or experienced drivers. And even if you have been breathalyzed, we will quote you too. Brian Insurance Services also offer household policies with no excess to pay, and we replace old with new. We can also include accidental damage. If you own a garage, a factory, a shop, a cafe, or even a hotel, we will cater for you too. Brian Insurance Services have policies for farmers, sportsmen, and even horse riders. Brian Insurance Services are open at 10 Lyon Street, Kidderminster, 9 till 5:30 Mondays to Fridays, and 9 till 12 on Saturdays. Telephone Brian Insurance Services at Kidderminster 751235 or Clibbery Mortimer 270600. Brian Insurance Services, insurance policies to suit everyone.
Ludlow Waterbreakers, Mitre Yard, Corf Street, Ludlow. If you're looking for second-hand parts for your car, contact us. We stock used batteries and tyres which we will fit while you wait. We purchase MOT failures and write-off cars as well. We are the scrapyard in Ludlow. Whatever you need for your car, phone Horace or John on Ludlow 4669. We are the Autobreakers in Ludlow, at Mitre Yard, opposite the Bridge Inn, and we're open 7 days a week.
It'll be time for the council roundup with Adrian Coles right after the Fun Boy 3.
Thank you.
listening to Sunshine Radio, broadcasting to South Shropshire on 299 metres on the medium wave band. That's a frequency of 1017 kHz. The time's exactly 3 minutes past 10, and time for the local council roundup with Adrian Coles.
Now is the time to check whether you are on the register of electors. The draft registers are on deposit at the offices of South Shropshire District Council at Stonehouse Core Street, Ludlow. Also, the registers applicable to particular parishes are available for inspection at local post offices. The register of electors for the 12 months beginning on February the 16th next will be based on these draft registers. Unless your name is on the register of electors, you will not be able to vote at parliamentary, European Assembly or local government elections. To make sure you will be on the new register and able to vote, you should therefore look at these draft registers. If you think your name ought to be on the register, you should submit a claim to the electoral registration officer before December the 16th on a form which he will give you. Your name ought to be on the register if you are over 18 now, or your 18th birthday is not later than February the 15th in the year after next, and either you were resident at an address in the district of South Shropshire on October the 10th last, or you had, as a service voter, made a service declaration on or before October the 10th last in respect of an address in this district. A request for the alteration of an entry or an objection to the inclusion of any other person's name should be submitted to the electoral registration officer before December the 16th on a form which he will give you. And the electoral registration officer is Mr. George Kellett, MBE, and his office is at Stonehouse, Core Street, Ludlow. So check up and see that you are on the register. Now, the planning applications received by South Shropshire District Council this past week. In the parish of Bishop's Castle, Dr. St. John Penny has applied for the erection of two dwellings on part of field number OS319 in Schoolhouse Lane, Bishop's Castle. In Cherbury, Mr. and Mrs. T.E. Knight have applied for the erection of a dwelling on the site of an existing bungalow to be demolished and the formation of a vehicular and pedestrian access East Bungalow, Cherbury. Also in the parish of Cherbury, Mr. R. K. Walker has applied for the erection of a private garage and a store at Western Bank Cottage, Priest Weston. In Church Stretton, Mr. A. L. Newman has put in an application with a proposal for lopping of a yew tree at Craigmore, number 7, Ludlow Road, Church Stretton. And in Ludlow, Ansells Limited, they've applied for the display of three internally illuminated swan neck lantern signs at the Bridge Inn, New Road, Ludlow. Also in Ludlow, Dr. T.J. Borg Scott has applied for the erection of a doctor's surgery, the construction of a car park, and the formation of a vehicular and pedestrian access on land adjoining Gravel Hill House, Gravel Hill, Ludlow. At Lidbury North, Mrs. M.E. Barker has applied for the erection of a private garage at number 25, Lidbury North. And in Richards Castle Parish, Mrs. N. Cole has applied for alterations and additions to the existing dwelling at Carhays, Hanway Lane, Richards Castle, Ludlow. And those are the applications received this week by the District Council, and they'll in due course be considered by the Planning Committee. During the last quarter of the year, the Chief Fire Officer of Shropshire has reported that the Shropshire Fire Brigade attended 17 fires caused by chip pans. Cooking chips can be a dangerous business, and eating them can put inches on your figure. So be careful. Don't leave the chip pan unattended, even for one moment. We'll pause here for a piece of music.
Living on free food tickets, ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, cause she's living in the love of a common people. Far from the heart of a family man, daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can, and she can. It's a good thing you don't have to spare. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm when there's a hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can, and she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and if you'll stay away, just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of a common people, smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. She can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can.
Just remember one name, Hope Wells of Tenbury. Hope Wells of Tenbury bring qualified, comprehensive service with the confidence of over 30 years' experience.
Have you heard what Hope Wells are offering?
What? Hope Wells of Tenbury, the TV and video experts?
That's them. Well, they've just come out with a great new deal.
Not another. I don't believe it.
You know those marvellous Tayton TVs which are made locally in Bridgnorth and carry a four-year guarantee? Well, Hopewells are offering a special £20 extra discount on all Tayton TVs purchased between now and Christmas.
Is the four-year guarantee free?
Of course. What else would you expect from Hopewells?
Can I arrange for credit facilities?
No problem. You know how Hopewells make things easy for you.
Credit, discounts, guarantees? Hopewells, here I come.
For more details on this and other services, ring Hopewells of Tenbury on 811-318 or after 6pm on 810-843. Just remember one name, Hopewells of Tenbury.
Okay, Cecil, darling, Joe's the take on Ludford Bridge.
Ludford Bridge opens late every day till 9. discount price, gifts and toys, save on beer and wine. Whoa, spirits too, very cheap, such prices, just compare. Free bottle of wine when you buy your Christmas drinks from there. Whoa, have a Merry Christmas from all at Ludford Bridge Service Station, Ludlow 3909. Not just your Christmas filling station.
Lovely, dear.
Print that and let's have a glass of wine. I got it free with that cheap bottle of gin from Ludford Bridge Service Station.
Say, have you been to the studio restaurant in Church Stretton recently?
No.
Then you should try it. The service is good, there's a friendly atmosphere, excellent cuisine, and very reasonable prices.
The studio restaurant in Church Stretton, you say? Sounds good. I'll phone them now and book a table.
The studio restaurant, High Street, Church Stretton. Telephone 722-672. It's open for morning coffee, lunches, afternoon teas, and evening dinner, with house menus and a la carte, served six nights a week, Monday to Saturday.
Open Monday, eh? That's worth knowing.
And they're open on Sundays for traditional Sunday lunch. It's very reasonable. And they have a children's menu as well. It takes all the drudge out of Sunday cooking. The Studio Restaurant, High Street, Church Stretton. Telephone 722-672. It's worth trying.
I bet you didn't know that there's a brand new bridal business in Ludlow. No, it's got nothing to do with racehorses. It's Ludlow's new bridal centre for the bride-to-be at 146 Corfe Street, Ludlow. Call in and see for yourself our beautiful spring collection by Ellis, Ronald Joyce, Cupid, Hilary Morgan and Camelot. Ludlow Bridal Centre at 146 Corfe Street also cater for bridesmaids and page boys. If you're getting married soon, you must visit the Ludlow Bridal Centre at 146 Corfe Street. We're open all week and offer full credit facilities. The Ludlow Bridal Centre, 146 Corfe Street, telephone 3607. You'll be glad you came.
Bengrees of Leinster have got even bigger. Already established as main dealers for Vauxhall, Opel and Talbot, Bengrees are now Peugeot dealers as well. In Burgess Street you will now find a large selection of used cars to make room at Bargates for the new Peugeots. Peugeots include the exciting new 205, which is on the road from Bengrees at only £3,895. Bengrees, open 7 days a week. For more details, telephone Colin Jones now on Leinster 2337.
Yes, you're in tune with Sunshine Radio, and it's exactly 16 minutes past 10 now in the morning, and it's time to return to Adrian Coles with the Local Council Roundup.
This is Adrian Coles, back again with Local Council News. The Policy and Resources Committee of South Shropshire District Council met last week. In order to cooperate with the police force in crime prevention, the committee agreed to the distribution of leaflets which would be supplied by the police force through the council's mailing system as and when mail was being sent from the office. The leaflets would contain advice on security measures which could be taken by householders and the owners of business premises. It was felt that by taking this step, the general public would be made aware of what could be done by themselves in protecting their own property and belongings. It was also felt that by careful design in its own building program, the council could help in the reduction of criminal activities. The committee agreed that in the future, the initial capital grant given to new playgroups should be increased from £10 to £20. This grant would only apply to registered playgroups and only to those playgroups who had not already had an initial grant. The council's policy with regard to giving grants to village halls has been amended for the present financial year. The chief executive now has delegated authority to offer grants of 50% of the cost of materials to a maximum of £500, subject to the annual budgetary constraints and the normal conditions, that is to say, no more than 75% financed from public funds, inspections after work completed, and submission of appropriate accounts. The chief executive to report on action taken to the next available meeting of the committee. Members were reminded that loans to village halls could be made by the council if the halls were having difficulty in raising the appropriate finance. It was recommended that a grant be offered to Rushby Village Hall of 50% of the cost of materials up to a maximum of £500 in respect of their application. This would be subject to the normal conditions. Mrs. J. M. Winterburn, the councillor for Church Stretton South, has has been appointed by the Health and Amenities Committee as the South Shropshire District Council's representative on the West Midlands Guest Consumer Council. The appointment will commence in January 1984. Parish and town councils throughout South Shropshire District Council area are now in the process of finalising their rate requirements for the year commencing on the 1st of April 1984. The first step I would suggest is to look back over the past year or couple of years and list all routine expenditure. For example, the hire of the hall for meetings, the lighting and heating of the hall, the salary of the clerk, and the expenses of the clerk, that is to say postage, telephone calls, stationery and printing. The cost of the insurance policy, that is public liability, insurance of council property, the insurance of councillors and clerk, and the fidelity policy. Account must also be taken of such items as the subscription to the County Association of Parish and Town Councils and the Area Committee of same, and routine grants such as the Shropshire Playing Fields Association, the Community Council of Shropshire, and perhaps a grant to the local parochial church council. Street lighting costs and any other known expenditure should be included. To this must be added an appropriate sum for unseen events and contingencies and depreciations. Next, total the lot up and add a percentage for inflation. Your guess is as good as mine here. Then add on the anticipated cost of any new projects, grants or expenditure known to be coming in the future, and now you should have the figure necessary to run the parish or town in the municipal year 1984 to 1985. So you can now precept on the district council, who will collect this sum of money from the ratepayers of the parish and hand it over as and when requested by the parish council clerk. The district treasurer will have advised parish councils of the figure which is the product of a 1p, one penny rate in that particular parish. By dividing your precept figure by the penny rate product, you will see the rate levy in the pound for the parish. It gives parish councillors a guide if they take the rateable value of their own house and multiply it by the anticipated proposed rate levy. Then they can see what they themselves will have to pay next year. From this, they can gauge the reaction of the parishioners to the proposed levy. For example, in the parish of Caenham, if every ratepayer pays a one penny rate, it will give the parish council £935 approximately. Also in Caenham Parish, for example, the average domestic rateable value of domestic properties is £130. So a one penny rate on the average domestic property in Caenham would cost the average domestic ratepayer £1.30 for the year. Some, of course, will pay more and some less. Now, I'm only talking here about domestic properties and not about other properties, that is, business properties or mixed hereditaments. It may sound very complicated, but it isn't really. If any of the 16 parish councils in my county council area would like any help in working out their precept, I would be only too pleased to come along and advise. This is Adrian Coles signing off. Local council news for Sunshine Radio.
Thank you very much to Adrian Coles, and he'll be back with another summary tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 10:26 on the sunshine. That's Marilyn. And she's calling my name. If you'd like to write into the show, it's Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, Sunshine Radio, PO Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. If you'd like to nominate somebody for one of those young calls, and my word, were you listening a little bit earlier on? We had somebody 6, and I think it was 7, and somebody aged 5 years old, my word, and so chatty she was too. If you'd like to nominate somebody, don't forget, drop me a line please, and head it Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, and that'll find me at the radio, okay? And write down all the details about it, what you'd like me to say, just a little bit about yourself and about the person that I've got to telephone, and also, of course, most important, the telephone number. If you'd like one more go at the competition, it will be right after this.
It's a good, good morning, Sunshine Radio.
The latest from Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Jammy Jimmy is coming up right after 10:30. He's getting ready for it. So we may as well get on with the intro competition. If you've got your pens to paper, I hope you're listening carefully. This is a write-in competition. Spot the intros. It's 4 intros. And we'd like you to recognize, if you could please, the groups or artists' names or the titles of the records. It doesn't really matter which. Here they come, 4 in a row. Are you ready? Listening carefully.
Sunshine Radio.
Oh dear,
oh dear, oh dear. You're scratching your heads, aren't you, on that last one? You're thinking now, was it mm-hmm or was it mm? Well, whatever it was, whether it was hmm or hmm, put it down on your piece of paper, please, if you know the answer. The groups or artists' names or the titles of the records. Answers on a postcard, please, or the back of an envelope to Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, Sunshine Radio, P.O. Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. State what size T-shirt you would like. If you should win, of course, that is, we'll make the draw next week, next Saturday morning on this programme, and you could be one of the lucky ones. Who knows? You. Well, it's really time for me to go now. Yes, time for me to say goodbye. And Sydney might be here in a minute. Hang on, where's Sydney?
Pray, every day that you see things, girl, like I do. What can I do? Girl, what can I do to you? Cause I love you.
Ha, here he is. Yes, I knew he couldn't go without saying a quick goodbye. Thank you, Sid. Well, indeed, thank you very much for listening and having the pleasure of your company. Thank you very much for the past 4.5 hours.
Oh,
well, I'm off to Worcester, I think, Christmas shopping. Yes, all right, I'll go to Worcester. Why not? I don't know why he was there. Don't forget you've got James Harding coming up right next with all the competitions for South Shropshire. There's so many prizes. There's so many prizes today. There's enough for everybody who listens. There really is. If you should be happen to be next week in the vicinity of the Foxwood Inn restaurant, I shall be up there at around about 10 o'clock presenting the prizes, presents, what have you. For the grand draw, that's next Friday evening at the Foxwood Inn. That's all to do with bingo. Do you like bingo? Right. If you do, I'll see you there next week. Meanwhile, I'll be back next Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. Right next, James Harding, you're in tune with Sunshine Radio. It's 10:34.
Sunshine Radio.
Stay ahead of the others. Advertise on Sunshine Radio. No matter what business you're in, the best way to sell your services or products is to advertise on Sunshine Radio. We have dozens of advertisers who say that advertising on Sunshine Radio really does work. For full details on Sunshine Radio advertising, telephone Ludlow 3795. Stay ahead of the others. Advertise on Sunshine Radio.
This is the sound made by a tire with less than 1.6 millimeters of tread. In these circumstances, to brake is difficult. To break the law is easy.
That is the sound made when you can't pay the fine, which can be up to £500 for each tyre. That's a maximum of £2,000.
TNT Tyres Ludlow can help you avoid this situation and give you a present as well. With every set of four tyres purchased for cash before January the 6th, you will receive a free bottle of scotch. So your new tyres will get you home safely and you can have a drink on TNT in the comfort of your own home.
Remember, TNT Tyres, Teamside Industrial Estate, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5255. Visit them now. Avoid a fine and have fine motoring.
You must have the right spirit for Christmas, and you'll get it at the right price from W.A. Gough, The Wine Shop, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. If you're having a party, try our special 21 Punch. And what a punch! It's whiskey-based, and you'll get almost 12 pints from our recipe for only £13.39. All you do is add the orange and lemon. W.A. Gough have a selection of port to suit all pockets from £3.95 a bottle. They have a good selection from some 1963 vintage in stock at only £16.50 a bottle. And if you want something a little different this Christmas, W.A. Gough have a marvellous selection of fine malt whiskies and liqueurs. Go on, treat yourself this Christmas and call at the friendly, helpful wine shop. W.A. Gough & Son, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. Telephone 810-468. They're open 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday.
ho, ho. Hello, this is Father Christmas speaking. I'm just off to Roberts of Ludlow to do my Christmas shopping. They've got a wonderful selection of gift ideas at very reasonable prices. For the home, there's coffee makers, electric blankets, irons, toasters, and kettles. For Dad, they've got drills and saws and sanders and everything he wants for do-it-yourself. And for all the rest of the family, Roberts have radios, hair dryers, stainless steel, Pyrex, and silver plate. And new in, a range of gifts in crystal, including Royal Brierley cut crystal tableware. Everything you want for the home, from a fuse to a cooker. At Roberts, Mrs. Christmas and I can walk around at leisure. The freedom of browsing and self-selection with expert help if we need it. So we're off to Roberts of Broad Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2860. Where the best people buy their Christmas presents. Ho, ho, ho!
Your problems for this year's Christmas shopping. Broads of Bishop's Castle for gifts at prices you can afford. Broads of Bishop's Castle for clothes for the whole family. Visit our babies and juniors department with brand names like Basil Brush and Zodiac, from baby grows to duffel coats. Broads of Bishop's Castle is renowned for its quality and variety in ladies' wear. They have lingerie, knitwear, dresses, trousers, and the list is endless. Not forgetting the men's wear, they have everything from socks to jackets. And if that isn't enough, just browse around our fancy goods department. Broads of Bishop's Castle, 11 Market Square, Bishop's Castle. Telephone 638-452 and you'll be glad you did.
Peter M. Boole & Co. are your local insurance specialists. They offer expert advice on all kinds of insurance, together with a warm, friendly personal service for you and your family. Any weekday between 9:15 and 5 o'clock, or Saturday from 9:15 to 12 noon for your free quotation. Or call in and have a chat with Peter Poole or Stuart Parsonage at 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Don't forget, for all your insurance needs, contact Peter M. Poole & Co., 8 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 372.